Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Vox Markets, and my name is Martin Luke. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Scott Livingston, the CEO of Turu. Scott, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Some fantastic news out this morning. Do you want to give the listeners a breakdown of what came out?
Yeah, so it's important to address the nation and explain how well things are going with our new brand Oaf. We have 8 products now in Tesco. We've got some amazing social media going on. We've got some brilliant feedback from people that are really enjoying the product, the taste of the product, how it's lacking in the industry at the moment, and actually how the consumer is looking for something tasty and exciting and fun. And we think we've delivered that, and we're really excited about it, and we really want to share it with our investors and shareholder base so that they can see the fact that we make things and do things, which is good, and we're growing, and it's exciting, and we're talking to other retailers, and we have some successes there, and it's really developing now, and we think we can create a really interesting business.
So you've you obviously announced this morning you've got you're getting some serious traction going into Tesco's. I mean, that's every sort of retailer's or every product manager's dream, is to get on the shelves of Tesco's. But you've got 2 distinct sort of products, haven't you? Can you talk me through the differences there?
Yeah, well, we have, I mean, there's 2 brands in that Javella business. Oaf is our new consumer-facing, free-from range. That it's not necessarily attacking celiac, people who are diagnosed as celiacs, but lifestylers. So people who want to remove gluten from their regime, from their diets. So we have rolls, we've got pizza bases, we have sourdough and loaves. But then separate to that, we've got the other existing business, which is a prescription business, which is under the Javella brand. And that operates normally, if you're diagnosed as celiac, you get given a list of possible brands as a prescription. And then obviously part of the group, we also have Pulsin, which is a separate brand which makes and sells protein bars, fiber bars and nutritional supplements.
Well, it certainly seems to be the trend. I mean, sort of 10, 15 years ago, I have a family member who's got quite a lot of intolerances. And I know from personal experience that 10 years ago, there was hardly anything on the market. Now there seems to be a lot more, which is great. So what differentiates your product from all the others? Talk me through that bit.
Well, I think, you know, 5 years, 10 years ago, anything that was healthy tasted like cardboard. And these days, there are new methods and the industry is getting better and better at basically making things really taste good, but without those nasties or chemicals, or obviously without gluten. We have a particular way of making it, which is different to our competition. We actually make it taste like a naughty tiger bloom bread, you know, like a naughty white bread, and it's soft and bouncy. We have a particular method and way of doing it which works, and we've combined that with different flavors and exciting tastes, etc., that, you know, appeal to the consumer, and we've got a different nice range as well. And also, We look fun, we look different, we're more clearer on our packaging, we are more simpler in a way. And I think that the category, no particular brand's fault, but the category, it has been boring, unappealing, and quite confusing, and in the most part, slightly tasteless.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know that myself, but I mean, I understand other products. They sort of use rice flour most of them, don't they? And I think you sort of remove the wheat starch. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have a particular way of removing it, which is quite unique, and that leads and helps a lot in the taste. Yeah, that's
So
right.
that's what makes the difference with the taste and the texture and everything, then, yeah.
That's right. And with our protein bars in Pulsing, we've removed a lot of ingredients that actually a lot of the competitors use, which have known issues and are known to cause issues. In fact, Pulsing has one of the best engineered set of ingredients in the industry, but hasn't necessarily had the capital to grow and expand and buy the distribution channels like some of the bigger competitors, obviously have a lot of dominant shelf space.
Absolutely. A lot of them, a lot of these products I've certainly looked at, they've got so many sort of different. I mean, I couldn't even pronounce half the ingredients that are in there, so that's quite a worry. It might be gluten free or
Yeah, the
something.
less the better. And a lot of people are reading their ingredients these days. Even low income teenagers, from low income areas, they are reading and understanding. And the information and the education is spreading much faster with TikTok and social media. Everyone's learning quicker. And it's quite interesting for all industries,
Yes.
really, there's knowledge spread.
So you've got two clear products there. You've got obviously the oaf, which is sort of, the general public sort of thing, and then you've got your celiac product. How do you see those two brands sort of complementing each other, or do you see them very much as two distinct brands going forward?
Two completely different brands. So one is a very specific celiac product that's in the pharmaceutical channel. It has various different regulations, different everything. Our consumer-facing brand has its complete own identity. Oaf is a completely different taste, style, type of product. However, Oaf has been launched on the back of the provenance and a near 30-year history of Javella, with all of its infrastructure and loyal base, for people who perhaps have a diagnosed but have friends that actually want to buy it in retail, or perhaps want more interesting flavors and styles of product. So they are two very much separate brands that have their own lives.
Good. So, and how confident are you that Toro can sort of unlock this value that, Oaf, this rollout into Tesco's and things? How are you going to get this growing retail footprint?
Well, the fact that Tesco took us from in June four products, took us up to eight within a few months is a very good indicator. We've also been given additional stores. We also have very positive progress with the other retailers. Now, we did a lot of research. We spent a lot of money on data and analysis on putting together and developing a product that works, that is wanted. And it's all, very much about the data. We had to make it taste a certain way, we had to make it look a certain way, and we had to promote it in a certain way. And I would say so far it's working. And, look, to be a challenger brand that really works, and, 100x's from here, we are in the running to have a brand that can do that. Obviously, lots of people try in every different category, and there are brands that come and go. I think that we're very much on the front foot because we have. And I've always had a cash generative factory with other scale and economies, so that we're not coming out from zero with a lack of working capital. We're coming out from an existing factory and existing professional teams, and we're launching on the front foot with Oaf. And we have a lot of respect. We have respect from the buyers. We have respect from the consumers. And I think that, look, who knows? But I think we're in a very good position to create a serious challenger brand in this category.
Indeed, indeed. And I think what a lot of investors might be sort of asking themselves now is obviously, you can't just throw a few, obviously there's been a lot of investment in R&D to come up with this, the formula that you've come up with. Is R&D investment something you see going forward a lot, or is that something that you think, well, we've achieved this now and we're just going to use this formula to grow into other products?
Well, It was critical. It was a critical part of this launch of OAF, that expenditure and that research and that work. It's a continued responsibility to make sure we de-risk new product launches. And you know, we want to extend the range. And obviously, R&D is at the heart. It's the engine of producing new products and potentially in the future, obviously, new brands as well. And also, understanding the data from our research would help us make better acquisitions. It would help us go down certain particular paths that are going to work. So, you know, expenditure in that area, absolutely, because ultimately it's food tech, isn't it? And it needs data, it needs research, it needs development, and it needs effort. So absolutely, we would continue.
Okay. And forgive me, I appreciate you may not be able to discuss this, especially with such a huge sort of brand as Tesco's, but do they have an exclusivity, or could you go to Sainsbury's or Asda's tomorrow?
Well, we're not in Asda as of today, but we have lots of good discussions with these retailers going on. Tesco happened to find themselves in an exclusive situation because we've just launched.
Okay.
And we're very lucky to actually start in Tesco because they own the majority. Well, they're the biggest market. You know, they have the biggest market share. So I think in the main, a lot of retailers do to a point copy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, by default, they sort of have this short-term exclusivity. But I think, you know, most retailers really want your product to be everywhere because they want your product to be well-known and they want consumers to be picking it up off the shelf all the time. Now, if you have a brand that's only in one supermarket, the chances of it being worldwide known, or nationally known very well, are obviously smaller. So I think I would say that most of these big retailers are all about you having a brand that's everywhere because everyone will be picking it up and buying it if they're in that store.
Yeah, well, I think Tesco's has certainly led the charge with this sort of their free from range, and their selection has always been bigger and better. And they've
been very innovative, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So hats off to you to get in with, you know, the leaders certainly in the UK for this. And it's great to hear that you're not stuck with them, that you can expand. That's fantastic. Well, just to finish off then, Scott, what message would you like to give investors at this stage, and what can they look forward to?
Well, the message is that we're doing well. We've got a great brand. We've got lots of progress going on. I want to thank anyone who's invested or bought shares so far. Thank you for being part of it. You know, obviously, if things do go well, there's a valuation metric, which could be really, really exciting, tremendously exciting. And obviously, we hope to try and deliver on our growth plans and create a proper challenger brand across, obviously, in Poulsen as well. And we hope to build this business as a decent portfolio of challenger brands. And create value for shareholders.
Well, that's great to hear, Scott. And congratulations again for today's news. It's great to see a UK company carving out such a strong niche, you know, in what is a fast-growing sort of gluten-free market. So I'm really looking forward to catching up with you soon and hearing how the sales are going at Tesco's.
Great. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.